Hello and welcome to the misleadingly named Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is March 3rd, 2017, and this week I just got the Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts book from Dark Horse. It is a translation of a Japanese book, has a red cover, it's a hardcover book. It's a follow-up to the Hyrule Historia book from a few years ago, which has a green cover, which probably means the next one's going to be blue. It's pretty cool. It's over 300 pages. It's heavy. I mean, it is heavy. And it has a fold-out page in there, and so much artwork spanning the entire series. The little illustrations that look like they should have been an anime from the inside of the original Legend of Zelda instruction booklet are there. There's stuff from Zelda 2, there's stuff from Link's Awakening, A Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time. Pretty much you name it, there's going to be something from it in here. There was even some Breath of the Wild stuff, which I was surprised to see considering the game came out after the book. Not a lot, but a little bit. There's an interview in the end I haven't read yet, because I was flipping through the book, and like I said, it's over 300 pages. There's a lot of stuff to look at. And there's a big emphasis on the modern era, because it seems like there's a lot more artwork of characters and stuff like that. Because the NPCs get a design instead of just being, here are some pixels. But there's some pixels in there, too, from the original Legend of Zelda and the Super NES game, and Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link from the NES. Which is a great game. I just replayed the first two Zeldas in the last couple of months, and they still hold up quite well. I wish there was a little bit more from the Game Boy Zelda, because when they had the pixel art, it was like, oh boy, they're going to do this? No, they're not. But we at least you get to see the original 8 and 16-bit color games for your TV, and nice big artwork forms. There's not a lot of artifacts in here, to be honest with you. It is mostly artwork. There are rough drafts of various illustrations like box covers, and you get to see the Japanese art, the American art. It has release dates for the games in both the US and Japan. There's not a lot of reading to do, I'll be honest with you. So if you want a book where you're going to be like, I'm going to learn all kinds of stuff, this isn't going to do it, just because almost every page is just artwork and more artwork and more artwork. It is an art book, and it's a very good one, and it feels great. It's not cheap, but if it's a good book, it usually isn't cheap. So when you get this, you can see promotional artwork for Link's Awakening, which I'm replaying right now. I brought it with me to Toy Fair to replay on the plane, and I got one or two more dungeons to go. Looking forward to finishing that up. But there was a little bit from that, a little bit from the two Capcom-developed Oracle games, Minish Cap, a little bit from the DS games, which I actually didn't play. I probably should have. If you like Zelda, if you're a big fan of Zelda's stuff, there's a lot to like in here. I was really happy to see some of the artwork for the original NES Legend of Zelda, because you get to see the enemies, and it's this really grimy and kind of, I don't want to use the word disgusting, but it's a little bit more vile than some of the more recent artwork, which is stylized and colorful and pretty. And this stuff looks like it came more of like a photocopied 1970s Dungeons & Dragons fan-made monster manual. So you get to see the Octoroks and the Tektites and the Genies and all of their original, very handmade form before Nintendo really had more of one of its several house styles. I mean, this just looks like old fantasy art, and which is what Zelda was originally. It wasn't a franchise at first. I'm old enough to remember there was a time when The Legend of Zelda came out and it was something new and original. It wasn't an established property. It was just, here, give this a try. Okay, you know, and it's great. If you don't have a chance to buy this book, you might miss out. It does come shrink-wrapped, so I don't know that you're going to have an opportunity to flip through it at a local bookstore unless they crack one open. But do look at it. I mean, if you have the opportunity, I recommend checking it out. I don't buy a ton of books, but I bought quite a few lately between this and DK's Rogue One giant guidebook. There's been some really good stuff out there if you're a fan of stuff, like behind the scenes and artwork and promotional stuff. It's really cool. It reminds me a little bit of the old Star Wars Galaxy trading cards where they had all this marketing art and promotional stuff and things you don't see very much. I wish there was a little bit more for in-store signage and maybe alternative game box art, but none of that was shown, so what are you going to do? I don't think it had the re-releases box art either for the NES games, because they had some different ones. Although the Metroid box art was the one that changed the most, because it was originally like silver and pixely, and then it changed up to like a yellow background with Samus on the front from, I think, Metroid 2. But I digress. I'm really fond of the book. And so far, Dark Horse has done a pretty good job doing a lot of Zelda stuff. I'm hoping their license gets expanded to do more Nintendo stuff, like a Metroid book or a Mario book. I don't think I've ever seen a Mario art book. There's probably one out there, but I haven't flipped through it. So give this a shot. If you know someone who likes Zelda, this is something they're going to want to see. You can get through it in an hour or two. It's, not a lot of reading, but you're probably not going to see a lot of this artwork without doing some sort of a deep dive on Google Images, and you have to know what to look for. And there's some stuff on here I'm pretty sure I've never seen before. Again, super fond of seeing some of those old enemy drawings from the first two Zelda games. It also reminds me there's never been a game called Zelda 3, which would be really cool to see by now, but maybe we will someday. Who knows? That's all I got. Thanks for listening. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. And if you got the money, buy this book. I don't think you're going to be disappointed at all. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.